Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Last week's Natural North Dakota centered on the call of the Sandhill Cranes, one of the more interesting sounds of fall in North Dakota. Other calls of fall would include the cackling of snow geese high overhead, the honking of Canada geese, and the booming or hooting of tundra swans. It might sound strange, but the sounds of plants are also an important sound of fall, and of course summer. I was reminded of that recently when I overheard a conversation in which a lady was explaining that she hoped to buy or build a home in an area, and an important aspect of the site was that it had to include a cottonwood tree so she could hear the rustling of the cottonwood leaves. When it comes to the sound of plants, wind through the conifers and the quaking of aspen leaves are often mentioned, but I suspect that for many North Dakotans, the rustling of cottonwood leaves, particularly in the western part of the state, are even more iconic and may evoke some vivid memories. What is it about aspen and cottonwood leaves that they speak to us more than others? The leaf stalks of most trees are round and rather rigid. Aspen leaf stalks, however, are very flattened in cross-section and quite flimsy. As a result, the slightest breeze causes the leaves to get blown around and bump into each other, producing the trembling or quaking sound. It's similar with cottonwood leaves. They're a little bit larger and wider than aspen leaves, and although the leaf stalks are not as flattened as those of aspen, they are flattened a bit and rather flimsy. Winter's waiting in the wings, so listen carefully and be alert to those sounds of fall, including the tree leaves. And while you're at it, give some thoughts as to what memories you have of being amongst the rustling of cottonwood leaves. What do the cottonwood leaves say to you? Now on an unrelated topic, the peak viewing period for the Orion is meteor showers coming up on the night of October 21st and early morning hours of the 22nd. Estimates are that there will be around 20 meteors per hour during the peak viewing period. The Orionids will run until November 7th and overlap with the Taurids meteor shower, which will run to December 10th. So make a point to check them out. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.